We continue with Mishnah Berurah Mid Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Vav. Asur La Adam Lahashit B'Mayim Davar Laholicho Me'etzlo O Lahavi Etzlo. One is not allowed to float anything on the water in order to get it away from him or to get it towards him. V'Lachin Kisamim Shal Pnei Amayim Asur Lav Tzilin L'Kan L'Kan K'dei L'Nakas Amayim She'yu Yafim. If there are little pieces of wood on the water, you can't push them to the sides in order to clean the water because you are moving them, just like we say you're not allowed to move any objects. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gzeira, that you might come to create any flotation device which would be prohibited. The Berlacha on this page relates back to the earlier discussion of singing and dancing and goes on a bit of a tirade about issues of mixed dancing. One can see there for all of the critical words that he has for mixed dancing. Sif Zion. Svina imhi yosheves bekarka hayam ve'ena shata klal. If there is a boat which is sitting on the water, on the floor of the water, on the ground of the water, it's actually touching the ground, so it's not floating on the water at all. Mutter likanes, but you're allowed to go into it on Shabbos. V'mikshur k'minag asvinos omdos benamal. If it's tied onto the port, havbishi shata pnei mutter likanes, but then even if it is floating on the water, you'd be allowed to go into it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if it's floating, so then you can't go into it because it looks like you yourself are floating on the water, which we said is prohibited because you might come to create the flotation device. And if it is not floating, so then you're allowed to go into it. But we saw already in Siman Reish Mem Ches, Siv Gimel earlier, that if you go into it on Erev Shabbos, then you created that to be your Shvisa, and that is your place for Shabbos, so then you can go in and out of it on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry about the tchum. But if you only first go into it on Shabbos, then there are definitely tchum issues involved. Chai Adam as well writes that if you need to get somewhere because of a passing mitzvah, a mitzvah which if you don't fulfill now, you won't be able to do it, and there's no other way to get there. Or you owe a non-Jew money, and if you don't pay it, then he's going to physically harm you, so then maybe we can be somech and be matir, even when it's outside of the tchum. Not when it's outside of the klim, to go onto it on Shabbos. But traveling from one boat to another is generally not recommended.